listen in for messages from this episode. Your mom goes, if she could summarize who you're trying to be as a mother, it's that you are perfect just as you are, and that you don't have to better yourself, and that you don't have to perfect yourself. And you're helping your kids to really just become the most them that they can be. And she's helping you with that from the other side.
Beautiful souls, do you have a prayer request or want us to send you healing energy today? Would you like us to be praying for your friend or loved one? If this is you, go to worldslargestprayernetwork.com to submit your prayer request. And while you're there, please sign up to join our team of prayer warriors. The angels say prayer not only opens you to miracles, raises your vibration, and helps you heal, but the more you pray, the more God's presence is felt on earth. Feel your angels' love as they surround you right now, and listen for the positive, loving messages your angels intended specifically for you in today's episode.
All right, friends, if you've ever wondered what a session is like with me, you can look no further. We have it in today's episode. I just got done with a reading for a woman named Laura, and I just wanted to share this episode with you. Why? Because your angels, and especially your loved ones on the other side, if you have a mom or a motherly figure, a father or a fatherly figure on the other side, they said, please share this episode because there's so much information in this episode that we need you to hear, you listening, you right here. So if you're listening to this episode, please, please know that it's like a free reading that your angels, guides, loved ones on the other side are giving to you, because whatever resonates for you, you feel this alignment within your being as you're listening. That is what they're meaning. That's their message for you today. I love you, friends. Enjoy this reading that I did with Laura. We have a lot to talk about today. And
oh boy.
Yes. I just want to preface with, I can't tell everybody this and I don't blow smoke, right? So I can't give you what's not there, but I also can't deny you what's just coming through, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot here. Is your mom on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just know that she's first on your team. She's just front and foremost. And I really feel like her and your angels were the main ones to come through today. And she goes, listen, you have done a really, really great job. There's a lot of questions that we ruminate on constantly, even if it's subconscious. Where am I supposed to be in life? Who am I supposed to be in life? Am I doing it right? Are other people doing it better than I am? There's got to be something that I'm missing. There's a lot of this. And the opposite of that is just being, just breathing, just allowing ourselves to listen in the stillness and the quiet, and just to live. And she said, I really need my daughter to know that she's been doing a really great job of learning the wisdom that she needs to gain out of the questions, but not allowing the questions to dominate her, okay? Or like take her away. Because I feel like they used to. And,
yes.
And you've worked really hard on this. And she's mm-hmm. like, good job. You're really doing good at this. And it's allowed you to go further because you're listening more. Are you pregnant? Did you just have the child? Okay.
Both.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. We just okay, our 8 and a half month old and just found out. Not even a month ago that we're pregnant.
Because I just wrote down pregnant ? Just had the child ? And I'm like, it can't be both, mama. Like, what is it? And she's like, just say it. Now I wrote down son and daughter. Do you know what you're having?
I don't, we don't, but we have a a son and a daughter already.
Okay. Okay. So her just acknowledging that she knows of your, she's with both of them always. I want to keep going deeper into this. This is the part where I started off and I'm like, I can't tell everybody this, but she's like, would you tell her she's coming into money? And like that there's just money, like this windfall that's coming in. And she's really, really specific about this. Okay. So I have a lot to say here. I'm sorry, it's a lot, but then we'll talk about it.
It's okay.
She's like, my daughter wants to retire. She doesn't want to work for forever. She doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't want to be doing this for forever. And so your mom said there's a large sum of money coming in. I don't know exactly how that's coming in. Definitely play the lotto. But there's this windfall of money. Play the lotto within reason. Just pick one ticket. That's all you need. There's this sum of money coming in. And I've seen it so many times before where people feel like, okay, we got this windfall. And so we're going to go get this like luxurious car. We're going to go get this and we're going to go get this. And it's gone before you know it. And she goes, please tell her that what she values more than anything is time and enjoyment of life. And she said, please invest and save this money. I'm giving it to you so that you don't have to work for forever and that you can have that time and that enjoyment. It's really a priority. It's really a big value. And I even feel like if you wanted to stay home for a while, like with the kids, if that's something that you're really craving, she's like, do it. I want to go a little bit deeper into this because she had me right after that. What do you want exactly? Because it's not everything. There's a couple of things, and I want to explain this because she had me write grow, par back. And what she was showing me when you were in meditation at the beginning is that there are so many people, and we all do this, right? Like we're young and we dream of our futures, and then we get into that future and we build the career and the family and our lives and our hobbies and all of this growth. And then you get to a point where you're doing so much. She said, grow so big, you aren't enjoying it.
Yeah.
And it's at that point that a lot of us go, oh, I really want to scale some of this back.
That's exactly where I'm at.
I don't want all of this. Because I just want the luxury and the freedom to actually enjoy it. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes when it goes so big, it's so big and so fast, it's like this boulder going down a mountain, like a super fast freight train. And you're like, I just want to enjoy my life, but the boulder's moving at such a rate, you can't. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you get all of this.
100%. Yeah.
Okay. Go back to that question that she asked you. Mm-hmm. When it comes to all of this and you really boil it down and you distill it, what's left? What do you really want?
Mm-hmm. I think I have some difficulty there because, well, I think I've decided in terms of my career that I'm definitely scaling down and like getting rid of my office and going to work from home and probably increasing my rates, which is really, really scary for me, actually. And I'm afraid that that's not going to work, but we're going to try it, I think. But then I also wonder, do I allocate some time for like creative ventures? Cause I feel like that's been missing, but I also don't want to, again, add too much to my plate and then feel like I have to double back.
Yeah. There's a line in the movie Moneyball that your mom is bringing to my mind where Brad Pitt says to Jonah Hill, it's a problem that you think that we have to justify ourselves. We don't. Mm-hmm. And so your mom said, look at it like, from that perspective, because you're doing so much good within this world, and there's so much slowly within your own time, like a flower growing, that you want to step into. And you're good. You are good at what you do. And so you've grown into that rate. And you need to not feel that you need to justify yourself, but know that it's okay for you to hold yourself there in order for the revenue to come, for you to do the things that you need to do and put out the message that you need to put out. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Did you know I give away a new free reading each month to a listener who leaves a 5-star rating of this show on Apple Podcasts or Amazon? After you leave 5 stars, go over to the Contact Me page on my website, theangelmedium.com. Fill out the Contact Me form, letting us know that you gave 5 stars. That way we can contact you when you win. The more 5 stars you leave, the more chances you have to win. And your name always stays in until you do. Don't forget to stay subscribed to our emails so that you know when you've won your free session with me. Sending you so much love and gratitude for your support on this. Thank you. Now let's dive back into the show. Any questions that are kind of coming to you about all of this?
So I do have a message to put out, and I guess I'm really debating, and I know this again is like a longer term, but I don't know if I want to do that through like a photography perspective, which I have some history in, or if I want to start a podcast eventually, or if I want to start like a YouTube. So I'm like, I don't know which way to go. And I'm also in the process right now, actually, of writing a book. So
yes. Okay. So good. The podcast and the book, see where that came up before, and they're just kind of bridging it together.
Yes,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love all of those things that you just talked about, and I love them for you. I love photography too. I mean, if I could just go sit in a photography class, it would be one of the most fun things I ever did. Mm-hmm. Yes. But where I see your soul alignment with, like, yes, photography is something fun, which I really have fun with my child and my husband, and taking photos and capturing the right moment, which I don't often put out there, but it's just fun to do in the background. But I know that my alignment with my soul is with the message that just needs to get out, because there is so much heaviness right now. Mm-hmm. So much, hate to call it darkness, but I'm like lacking another term.
Yeah.
And people need hope. And the message, here's what's happening. It's funny. Your mom's like bringing this through. Because your mom's like, in a different life, I could have done so much differently and so much more. And I feel like she's doing so much through. Mm. But she goes, What's happening, and people just don't get this, is before in the 1980s, 1990s, 2000s, there were a few people on a smaller stage, and you had access to everything. And people don't all watch the 5 o'clock news, and they don't all read the same books, and they don't read all the same newspapers, and they don't get the same information. It's very much dispersed, and there's an abundance of just so much out there. And I think because of that, we're kind of in this murky middle right now where people don't know exactly how this is going to shake out. But I can tell you what the angels are doing strategically is placing a lot of messengers out there in order to get the message out to as many people as possible, because they just don't have five streams of dispersing information anymore. Right. Now it's a million messengers. And those million messengers are reaching billions around the world, but you're one of the messengers. Okay, so can we go deeper into this? Because I was like, Mom, what do you want to talk about? And she's like, ask this question first, and then you're going to see. Okay, done and done. She goes, you're having trouble accepting yourself as a messenger.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Is it that you're scared of the process? Is it that it's a lot of work? Is it that you don't feel worthy of it? Is it that you haven't seen anybody do it before, so you don't know the way? Is it a mixture?
I think it's kind of a mixture. And I think part of it is too, I have, I think I just feel often so scattered between work, home, and then I'm like tapped out and I'm like, oh, I have nothing left to give, even though I think about these things all the time, the things that I want to do. But yeah, I think it's also like I guidance is something that I start to look into stuff and I get so overwhelmed and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know like where to start. And then add that on top of like time constraints. And it just feels so, which is part of the reason a significant reason I've decided to pare down work. So I guess that's like half of the problem.
I keep hearing set aside a specific time each day for you, and it might not be as much, right? Like Spirit has really been having me shift gears lately. And I would say to like get the business up and off the ground and running the way that it is for the first 5 years, I would wake up probably at like 5:30, 6 a.m. And I would work, take a break in the morning, like work, take a break, get my daughter off to school, come back, work, take a break when she got home, because I love like eating a snack with her when she gets off the bus, and then working a little bit until dinner, and then spending family time, and then maybe even doing like an hour at night, and then going to bed. I mean, it was all day. And what people don't realize is that when you run your own business, it's on the weekends too, because like the lines blur together. So Thursday, I have to take my kiddo to a doctor's appointment and then an orthodontist appointment. So Saturday, I'm jumping in and I'm doing the 3 hours I missed.
Right.
It's just not sustainable. Like it's just not sustainable to do to yourself for forever.
Right.
And I did it for 5 years, and I would honestly take more time off in the summer because I had that time with her and she's off of school. But the angels have been saying, Julie, you have to focus on yourself and you have to make yourself time in the morning, time to like move your body, to just feel not about anything else except for just like physically allowing the body to just feel good. And they're kind of like pulling all of this out and handing this to you. Had I done it differently and like done half that amount of work, would it still have worked? Yes. And here's why. I'm going to tell you the shortcut that I've learned. I think a lot of it was trying to perfect it all, right? And probably 4 hours a day was looking at something again and again and again and again, and trying to perfect each course and trying to perfect every, you know, blast email that goes out and trying to perfect and perfect and perfect. And your mom said that you can let go of all of that and feel confident that you can do something once, edit it once, and release it. Like, you're just doing the best you can. And she goes, you continuing to move forward and not spin on the same project over and over again, it's more important for you to just keep moving forward and keep growing things slowly on your own terms than anything else. And she goes, just channel. Like, you know how to do that. Just channel what come through. And that's where I think some of us go back over the channeling and we're like, but we got to perfect it. Look at it once. Look at it once and release it and let it go. And she said, if you can do that, you'll do so much more in so much less time. You're going to be shocked at yourself. Yeah. How does that resonate? How does that feel?
Feels great.
Oh my God. I looked at the clock. I was like, oh my God, we've done so much in like 24 minutes.
We have.
We've covered so much. It's interesting. Your mom was showing me like this little one on the other side. And I was like, have we not talked about this before? And she's like, no, it's the baby. And I go, oh, okay. And when I keep seeing the baby, I really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, believe that every child has a reason for coming in. I forget who it was, but somebody said something recently that just touched my heart where they said, you know, we think about life in terms of how we're supposed to perfect ourselves and try and be the Oprahs of the world, or try and be the Reese Witherspoons of the world, or the best writers or the best producers. And nobody can just be who you are. And when you really have some time and space in your life to try things out and see what works and what doesn't work, you realize by trying to perfect yourself, by trying to make yourself better, I cannot physically be anything else but me. And I think it's something that our generation really didn't grow up with, you know?
No, not at all.
But your mom goes, if she could summarize who you're trying to be as a mother, it's that you are perfect just as you are, and that you don't have to better yourself, and that you don't have to perfect yourself. And you're helping your kids to really just become the most them that they can be. And she's helping you with that from the other side.
Oh my goodness.
Were you close with grandma, mom's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because as I was talking about that, she came right next to your mom and she goes, oh, bingo.
I love her so much. Both of them.
Yeah. Why did your mom keep showing me like Halloween, like trick or treat?
Well, I the book I'm writing is a memoir about my mom and I, and that the most recent chapter that I've been working on is all about that. My memories about like Halloween and how she would decorate and pass out the candy. And
she keeps drawing this line though between like her and her name. Is there a name similar?
Oh, her name is Candace, and people would call her Candy.
Are you serious? Okay, that's what that is. Oh my goodness. So I haven't told this story yet on the podcast, but she's telling to tell it to you. I spent all of last year, right? Like writing that second book. And I wrote a lot of it on what you do. Like what's the method? What's the steps that you take spiritually to get to this place of fulfillment where you just feel full every single day? And that word fulfillment isn't a word that you use all the time. But Spirit in meditation the other day said, go over to your bookshelf and pull off this book. So I did. And I didn't even realize that my dad had left it to me, and it had an inscription in it from him from 1996. And I can't remember exactly what it said, but it was something to the effect of, I want you to read chapters 2, 6, and 9 or something like that. They're the ones that touch my heart the most. And I hope that you share this with the world. And I thought that that was so interesting. Or he said, share with others. And I was like, okay. So I go over to chapter, like the first chapter that he said to look up, and it's titled something about fulfillment. Like it's all fulfillment. And I go, holy shit, my dad has helped me this entire last year to write this freaking book. And he's showing me with this. And the fact that he said, and share it with others, like what would have made him say that?
I know.
A short inscription, like he wrote at the front, But sharing it with others is the modality of like the book that it's coming through. So your mom just said to share that with you because you'll see little signs and breadcrumbs like that, like the book and that memory. My God, she is sitting with you every moment as you write this, and she's helping you. Like, your work is your work, but she's working it through you as well. It's also the work that she's doing from the other side through you.
I love that.
Yay. Oh my gosh. It was wonderful to spend this time with you today.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Any questions that you have for them or that are still on your heart?
I guess I just have one question. I don't know if she'll be able to tell me straightforward, my mom, but I know that I have a sibling that was a stillbirth sibling. And I will, two things that I've always wanted to know is, one, what the gender of the sibling was, and also what was the order of, like, was she, he or she older than me or younger than me? Or like, I don't know if that's something she can come through and say, but like, I've thought about it so much for some reason.
Interesting. So as I tune in, I hear immediately brother and twin, where I feel like you guys have been twins in a past life. And that you feel that strong connection because you have lived so many past lives with this person. But as I'm tuning into them right now, what they say is, I knew I could do more for her from the other side than I could do here. And so just know, Laura, that your message is important, like your mission is important here. And it doesn't mean that you're the only one that's important, which I know that you know. But if you don't do the work that you do, others can't be who they need to become.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're such a beautiful soul. Thank you for letting me share this time with you.
Oh, thank you so much. So are you. Thank you.
Beautiful soul, thank you so much for joining me today. My name's Julie. You know I'm all about connecting you with messages from your angels and loved ones on the other side. If you've been listening today and you're super excited and just have to know which angels are around you right now, who's connecting with you, and what messages they have for you, go to theangelmedium.com. Register for a session. You could do a reading with me or a member of my team. We're all incredible. We all talk to angels daily, and we can help you in making sure that your angels are doing the very best they can to support you and guide you to your best life. If this sounds like you, virtual sessions, they're only offered on my website. Sign up today. And if you're the person who's really excited, you're ready to go all in developing all of your unique spiritual gifts, growing your intuition, starting your own healing business, you can sign up for my Angel Reiki School to become a certified angel messenger. That's for the healers among us who feel called to grow their intuition to the max and serve humanity with their gifts. You'll learn Reiki, mediumship, how to deliver angel messages, and how to get clients. That's the Angel Reiki School at theangelmedium.com, or DM me on Instagram at Angel Podcast with any questions. Before you go, connect with your angels by placing your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath. Imagine a doorway filled with God's unconditional love is right in front of you. Step into that love and feel it as it fills your body, chakras, and auric field. Now ask your angels, what would you have me know today? And open yourself to the positive, loving messages they have just for you.